Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. It's just you and me this half hour, the rest up until the middle of the hour. I've got some couple of things I want to talk to you about. First, I want to talk to you about just some ideas on how to think about this year. I've talked a little bit about this in the past, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about this. I want to deliver another installment on some of my thinking about what's going on in the lives of your small business in a year where things are a little bit challenging. You know, one of the things, first thing I think we need to do is separate Wall Street and Main Street. Now, certainly the two of them impact each other. The two of them overlap. Certainly, there are things that happen on Wall Street that have happened on Wall Street that are affecting you and me. There are things that happen on Main Street that affect Wall Street. Mostly, it's the other way around, though. One of the things that I want to point out to you is if the economy is not as doing as great as it should be doing, which it probably isn't in your area. Just remember this first. It's not your fault. Now, are you getting the most, are you maximizing the opportunity in your marketplace? You know, I don't know the answer to that. Only you know the answer to that. And if you're not, then maybe that is your fault. Maybe you do need to do some things. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But mainly I want you to realize that you and I have been the recipient of a lot of bad news and some bad circumstances that you and I didn't have anything to do with. They were created by other people. A lot of the things that's going on right now, some of the things, many of the things, especially the financial industry stuff, has been created by other people and that you and I are just having to deal with. But here's the thing, small business owners, it's always going to be like that because you and I are small business owners. We're not power brokers. We're not, you know, we don't have the ability to move markets. So it's the way it's going to be. So that's one thing to learn how to deal with. You're just going to have to learn how to deal with that. Just get over it. And make sure that your model, your business model, your organization is as insulated as possible from that by being prepared, by making sure that your organization is prepared and that your team can manage change. Now, I want to talk about what's different about this year from last year, and what's different about this year from perhaps next year. And it's all wrapped up in what I call the small business odd couple. You know about Felix and Oscar, right? Well, our Felix and Oscar is, oh, you don't know about that. Oh, you know who the odd couple is, right? Neil Simon's play, Felix and Oscar, and the two guys who live together. Anyway. Our odd couple, our Felix and Oscar, are challenges and opportunities. And the best way, in my opinion, to deal with a year like 2008 and any other year that might happen, any other issue that might happen, anything else that might come up, even if your community, you know, there have been communities who didn't do great when the rest of the country was doing outstanding. When the economy was great for a lot of people, there are communities in this nation and around the world that weren't doing so great. So regardless of whatever your business is dealing with, whenever you're having challenges and your management skills are being tested, not to mention your capitalization and your cash flow, the thing I want you to think about are this odd couple, the small business odd couple. It's what I've coined that phrase to identify challenges and opportunities, our odd couple. And here's the way to look at it. in 2007, when the economy was doing pretty well, 2006, when it was doing even better, you and I had challenges and opportunities. We had both of those. Every single year that we're in business, we're going to have the odd couple of small business, the challenges and the opportunities. It's never going to be any different. It's always going to be like that. If you're small business, if you want to be a small business owner, you're working on it, you want to be become a business owner one day, write this down. Write this on a rock, as you've heard me say many times before. You're always going to have challenges along with the opportunities. Here's the only difference about 2008 and any other challenging circumstance than a year where things are going great. And that's the relationship between those two. In 2006, 2007, let's say, you had the opportunities were bigger, the challenges were smaller, probably, and so you managed that relationship. You managed the relationship between those two. Even though you wanted to focus on the opportunities all the time, there still were those challenges. Some of them were brought upon you by the growth of those years. For small business owners, growing creates challenges, right? Now, some of those challenges are happy challenges. Like, you know, what do I do with all my money, right? But here's the main thing to remember. The only difference between 2008 and 2007 and 2008 and 2009 is the relationship between the small business odd couple, the challenges and the opportunities. So this year you've got a different set, you've got a different kind of a relationship. Probably the challenges are a little bit bigger, the opportunities are a little bit smaller, and so you've got to make adjustments. You've got to manage the change that's happening in front of you. And so that's the key to your success, to being able to not only survive a year like 2008, but also to actually thrive in a year like 2008. And I'll tell you something else, folks. Don't stick your head in the sand and wait for things to get better. Keep your eyes open, because I'm telling you right now, things are happening in front of your very eyes that are opportunities that you will miss if you're wringing your hands, if you're whining about the economy. If you're not paying attention, things will go right by you and somebody else will get them. And I got a couple of thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. We continue to build them and maintain them so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And a lot of my thoughts, the thoughts that I'm sharing with you right now, you'll find there in a number of different ways, including the show that we simulcast every day on the internet, over the website, the archives of past shows that we've done all the way back to 99 when we started archiving our shows. Of course, we've been on the air since 97. And, of course, don't forget to check out the articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. Speaking of the Brain Trust, they're there too. And all those things are available in categories. So you can find the topic that's on your mind and use all those resources. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, check out our blog. While you're there, we update that every weekday. And don't forget also to go to our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get Small Business Answers Now. So check that out and use it to your advantage too. I'm talking about how to make sure that you hang out in your business, that you're successful, and not only successful, you actually thrive in a year like 2008, a challenging year. And it is a challenging year for a lot of people, but you know, not for everybody. You're going to be careful if you're going around, you know, looking for a pity party with somebody else. Seriously, You're liable to go to a networking meeting and your a networking opportunity or meet somebody for lunch or whatever, and you're ready to say, "Oh boy, isn't this economy bad? This is awful." And then, but let me tell you something. Be careful about that, because everybody doesn't feel that way. Everybody isn't experiencing that same thing. That's the weird thing about this economy. It's not hurting everybody. Yes, high gas prices is hurting everybody. High food prices, et cetera, the inflation issues, they're hurting everybody. But in terms of the business, a lot of people, their businesses are okay. So be careful, that because you're liable to walk into a situation where you're complaining about your business and they're saying, you know what, I don't know what you're talking about. My business is fine. And they actually might be telling the truth. So be careful about that, and be prepared to listen to other people who are doing okay, to find out what they're doing. I bet one thing they're doing, I bet they've learned what I was talking about earlier about managing the odd couple, the challenges and the opportunities, and they're looking around making sure that they're getting the maximum, they have the maximum opportunity to do business, because remember this, folks, somebody's buying something from somebody today, right now. Somebody's buying something. And the marketplace hasn't closed up. In fact, this is a pretty weird downturn if you think about it. This slower economy we've got is pretty weird, because yeah, you know, the financial markets are in turmoil. We got tough housing industry. We got high gas prices, but we still got high employment. Unemployment is not high. Inflation, regardless of what you think, folks, about gas and food, inflation is not high. Not even close to historical standards, historical highs in the past. So there's still plenty of opportunity out there. Now, I want to talk about a couple of quick things on helping you to take some time off. First, you got to define success. If you're going to learn how to take some time off, you got to define success. Webster says success is, one, a favorable outcome, and or, two, gaining wealth and fame. Now, what you got to make sure that you do is that you understand that for small businesses, if you want to enjoy your wealth and fame with your family, make sure that you understand the first part of that success definition, and that's the favorable outcome. And that means that you live to enjoy what you're doing and that you're there with your loved ones. They haven't already left you by the time you accomplish all these great things to accomplish wealth and fame. Make sure you're defining success in the proper way. You got to hire the right people. You can't take time off, folks, if you don't have a trustworthy team that you can leave behind. So you got to hire the right people, and you got to nurture them. You got to train them, and when you're hiring the next person, think of that. Ask yourself, is this a person I could leave my business with? You got to have the right people you can leave your business with. A second thing you got to be able to do. All the trustworthy team and the best trustworthy team in the world won't help you if you don't learn how to delegate. You got to be able to delegate things. And I know nobody does it like you. I know that you're perfect. But you've heard me talk about seeking excellence, not perfection. Perfection is actually not possible. Believe it or not, the way you do it isn't perfect. It's just the way you like it. So here's what I'm going to say to you. Two things. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Learn how to delegate. Let other people do some of these jobs. And if you can't, and this is a 21st century way to say that, whenever you cringe at the thought of somebody else doing something imperfectly in your absence, get over it. And the last thought is, make sure you leverage technology. Technology will help you, believe it or not, it really will help you, especially wireless technology. And we're going to talk about that with Phil Zwag in a minute. Wireless technology will help you stay connected to the degree that you need to be so that you can check on things and still take some time off. Use technology. And don't forget, you want to make sure that if you're not intentional about living a balanced life, that you may accomplish that wealth and fame part of success, but the celebration may involve others toasting you posthumously. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.